anyway, we are going to explore the baptism of Jesus today. And as we do that, I will invite you to look at our baptismal font and the Christ candle next to it, remembering your own baptism or anticipating your baptism if you haven't been baptized yet. So that is where we begin. Now, I wanted to put a little bit of context before I speak about the baptism of Jesus itself. The context is the Roman Empire. At the time of Jesus, the whole Middle East, and quite a bit beyond that, was part of the Roman Empire. And those Romans could be very brutal in their ruling, in their treatment of their subjects. They wanted to make sure that everybody knew that this was the Roman Empire. And that's to keep in mind as a background. But I also want people to know something else about those Romans. The Romans, while they were being brutal, and by the way, the upper 1% was wealthy, and everybody else was pretty poor. Does that sound familiar for today? I think so. But anyway, that's a connection that we can have with the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire also built roads. And those roads went all over the empire. And some of them still exist. Do you think our roads are going to exist in 2,000 years? Maybe not. But that's really important because Christianity was able to spread throughout the Roman Empire because the Romans built those roads. The other things the Romans did was build aqueducts. And some of those aqueducts still stand. We saw one in France last summer when we were on a trip, and it was perfect. It could still be an aqueduct. And it was also a bridge over a river. And it really was amazing. So keep that engineering of the Romans in your mind as you remember that they could be brutish rulers. There was a good part of them, too, that helped us be here in this place today. Now, today we are looking at the baptism of Jesus and the significance for us. If we remember, we are baptized into Jesus' baptism, his baptism at the Jordan River, and what we call his baptism on the cross. So we're baptized into his baptism and into his resurrection, thus making us people of God. And that's very important for us to keep in mind as we follow him through our yearly cycle. You may wonder why we have that Jesus baptism, which occurred when he was around 30 years old, right after we've just celebrated Advent and Christmas and Epiphany. Well, that's because we have a liturgical cycle. And every year, it's the same. We celebrate Advent and Christmas, Epiphany, another Sunday in between, and the baptism of Jesus. And then after we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, we start to follow Jesus in his ministry until we come to Ash Wednesday. And then we have Lent, followed by Holy Week and Easter. And then we have the Ascension and Pentecost, followed by Trinity Sunday. And after that, we follow the ministry of Jesus until we come back to Advent again. And so it's important for our faith to keep that movement from year to year and to also remember that our baptism to Jesus brings us into a following of what his teachings are. And we're going to start to have those as soon as we finish this week. And then we will have Ash Wednesday, and the cycle continues. So yes, time goes in a line, but there's also a cycle within the time that we spend as Christian people. And that helps us to stay connected to what it is that being a Christian people is really about. Now, in addition to that, we had a very special reading from Isaiah first this morning, where Isaiah says that God says to the people, I called you by name, you are mine. When you walk through the waters, I am with you. As you go through fire, I am with you. I am always with you. I think that fits with being baptized Christians following Jesus, to remember that God is calling us by name, you and you and you and you and me and you. We're all called by God to follow Jesus in his ministry. And that calling may call us to do something with our own lives that will have significance for all of us and for all the world. That dependence on a higher power who calls us, on the higher power whose baptism we share, can give us the strength to live in this world today.